The slowdown in the growth rate of the world population reflects a decline in the total fertility rate, which measures the average number of children per woman during her reproductive years. Women in most parts of the world are choosing to have fewer children than in the recent past, contributing to the decline in the population growth rate. The most important reason for the fall in the TFR has been the decline in children's mortality. As newborns survive to adulthood with much greater likelihood, it makes sense for households to reduce the number of births. Other forces have helped: female empowerment, female participation in the labor force, and modern improvements in contraceptive technology and the introduction and diffusion of family planning programs designed to encourage and help households to have few children. Yet, just as with the poverty trap, certain parts of the world, notably the poorest, are stuck in a demographic trap of high fertility. The future trends in global population are startlingly sensitive to the TFR. Slight changes up or down from a given trend can mean differences of billions in population. Here's an illustration why. Suppose that each woman in a particular society has 5 children, and one of them dies in childhood while the rest grow to adulthood. In that case, each woman will have 4 surviving children, and 2 on average will be girls. Therefore, each mother will be raising 2 girls who will survive to adulthood. We can say that each mother is replaced by 2 daughters in the next generation. This means that the population will tend to double each generation, or roughly every 25 years. The number of surviving daughters per each mother is known as the net reproduction rate, NRR. When the NRR equals 1, the size of the population will tend to stabilize from one generation to the next. When the NRR is greater than 1, the population will grow. In the example just given, the NRR equals 2. When the TFR is around 2, and almost all children survive, each woman will raise on average 1 daughter to adulthood. The population will be steady if this fertility rate is maintained over time. Specifically, suppose that the TFR is 2.1 and that 50 out of every 1,000 daughters, 5%, die in childbirth. Each mother averages 1.05 daughters, half of 2.1, of whom 0.05 die. The NRR is therefore 1. We then say that fertility is at the replacement rate, since each mother is replacing herself with 1 daughter in the next generation. For this reason, a TFR of 2.1 is conventionally taken to be the replacement rate, though in truth the precise level depends on the child mortality rate. The fertility rate, therefore, turns out to be the most crucial variable for determining the overall rate of population growth. When the TFR exceeds 5, as in much of Africa today, the population roughly doubles each generation. When the fertility rate falls to 2 or below, the population tends to stabilize or even begins to decline. TFR projections are made by the UN Population Division, the keeper of the official global population forecasts. The more developed regions, or rich countries, have a TFR of 1.6, below replacement, while the least developed countries, and especially African countries, have a TFR of around 4.6. With roughly 0.8 of these children dying before adulthood, the net reproduction rate in those countries is roughly 1.88, equal to 3.84 surviving children, divided equally between girls and boys, meaning a doubling of population approximately every 30 years. The projection is that all regions of the world will gradually converge at the replacement rate. The TFR of the more developed regions is forecast to rise very gradually from its current low level, reaching 1.8 as of 2050. The TFR of the less developed regions is assumed to decline to 2.05 by 2050, just about the replacement rate. And the TFR of the least developed countries is forecast to decline to 2.5 by 2050, much lower than today, but still above the replacement rate. This book is continued on Disc 6.